Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Christmas is not far off now, and as Christ people, this is very exciting. We have a swelling anticipation in our hearts, not for Santa and rampant materialism. Nah, the world can have all that. Those things do not satisfy our souls. We look forward to being together with other disciples of the Lord Jesus to worship, honor, and praise Christ our King. Because Jesus Christ, only He satisfies. As we pursue Christmas, we are reflecting on the nature of the relationship between God the Father and God the Son, who is Jesus. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 says that God sent forth His Son. God the Father sent forth God the Son. In that one easy-to-read but difficult-to-understand statement, we have this profound truth. Jesus is equal with God. Yet Jesus humbled Himself to be subordinate to God the Father while Christ lived as a man here on earth. Jesus is eternal. He is the second person of the Trinity, and He is equal with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And when Jesus leaves heaven, when God sends forth His Son, born of a woman, Jesus maintains His deity. Jesus continues to be equal with God. Jesus is still God in His humanity. But here is a very good and, I think, obvious and certainly worthwhile question. How can the Son, in His humanity, be equal to the Father? How is it possible for Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to be equal to His heavenly Father? This is the question I want us to wrestle with today. And I think it will be helpful to answer this within the Bible in John's Gospel, chapter 5. Soon I will read John chapter 5, verses 9 through 18. You can turn there now if you have a Bible with you. John 5, beginning in verse 9. The context of our answer is a true story, and it is usually helpful to tell a story that highlights truth. Who does not love a good story? So here we have one in John 5, beginning in the second part of verse 9. And prior to what I will read, Jesus has healed the paralytic man. The paralytic is healed, and then we read, "Now it was the Sabbath on that day. So the Jews were saying to the man who was cured, 'It is the Sabbath, and it is not permissible for you to carry your pallet.' But he answered them, 'He who made me well was the one who said to me, "Pick up your pallet and walk."' And they asked him, 'Who is the man who said to you, "Pick up your pallet and walk"?' But the man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away while there was a crowd in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, 'Behold, you have become well. Do not sin any more, so that nothing worse happens to you.' The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. For this reason, the Jews were persecuting Jesus because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, 'My Father is working until now, and I myself am working.' For this reason, therefore, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill Jesus, because Jesus not only was breaking the Sabbath, but also was calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God." I've just read John's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 9 through 18, and the part of this I want to highlight is the reaction of the Jewish religious leaders to the Lord Jesus. As always, they have taken issue with Jesus healing on the Sabbath. That was against their rules. Extraordinary, isn't it, what the legalists pick on? Here is a man who could not walk. And yet, because of what Christ has done for him, now he can pick up his pallet and walk. You would think everyone watching would marvel at the power of Jesus and rejoice with the man who experienced total and instantaneous healing, right? Wrong. When the man went and told the Jews that it was Jesus who healed him, the Jews persecuted Jesus. That's verse 16. Then in verse 18, the persecution escalated into the Jews were seeking all the more to kill Jesus. So they leapt from persecution to killing in two verses. Healing on the Sabbath resulted in persecution, and for Jesus to claim he was equal with God, that resulted in death threats. So let's go back into the passage at verses 17 and 18 and see how Jesus, God the Son, is equal to God the Father. These Jewish religious leaders certainly thought that Jesus was making himself equal with God. They picked up on this in what Jesus said in verse 17. Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I myself am working." What the Lord is saying is this: God the Father is continuously at work. I, Jesus, I am continually at work. Therefore, I and the Father are one. God works, I work. Therefore, I am God. That is what Jesus is saying. For a moment, just a moment, listen to the interaction Jesus has again with these Jews down in John chapter 10, verses 30 to 33. I'm reading still in John's Gospel at chapter 10, verses 30 to 33. Jesus begins saying, "I and the Father are one." The Jews picked up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "I showed you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you stoning me?" The Jews answered him, "For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself out to be God." That was John 10, verses 30 to 33. And again, Jesus flat out says, "I and the Father are one." And the Jews tell Jesus, "We are stoning you for blasphemy. You are just a man, and yet you make yourself out to be God." So the enemies of Jesus among the Jewish people, they understood with great clarity what Jesus said of himself. "I and God the Father are equal. I, Jesus, I am divine. I am God." I hope you see, friends, that the Jews charged Jesus with blasphemy because Jesus called himself God. Jesus, in his humanity, has absolute equality with God. And this is because Jesus has the exact same essence as the Father. Every time the title Son of God is used in the Gospels, the meaning is Jesus is God. Indeed, it is not only possible for Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to be equal to his Heavenly Father, it is the reality that he is. John MacArthur and Richard Mayhew write this: "In that culture, a dignitary's adult son was deemed equal in stature and privilege with his father. The same deference demanded by a king was afforded to his adult son. The son was, after all, of the very same essence as his father, heir to all of the father's rights and privileges, and therefore equal in every significant regard." End quote. God is king, and the Son of God is Jesus Christ. So the same deference demanded by God is afforded to his adult son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the same exact essence as his Father God, and Jesus is heir to all of God's rights and privileges, and therefore totally equal to God. And this should remind you of what we learned yesterday. In John chapter 1 and verse 14, we learned the Greek word monogenēs. That word speaks to the uniqueness of Jesus Christ. It means that Jesus is of the very same essence as God the Father. Jesus is the unique Son of the Father. The word means Jesus is the one and only, one of a kind. Let that sink in wherever you are at this hour. The one and only Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is one of a kind. There is a oneness of essence between God the Son and God the Father, and that very same essence applies to Jesus, the Son of God, in his flesh, in his humanity. We saw that last time in this one word, and this time in the true story of Jesus' interaction with the Jewish religious leaders, John chapters 5 and 10. Back in Galatians 4, verse 4, when we read, God sent forth his Son, we must remember that Jesus is equal with God, and Jesus does not cease to be God when he is sent forth into the world. I want to remind you, do not lose sight of this. We are in Galatians 4, and we are examining these two simultaneous truths. Jesus is equal with God, yet Jesus humbled himself to be subordinate to God the Father, while Christ lived as a man here on earth. Yesterday and today we looked at the first truth, Jesus is equal with God. Tomorrow we will begin on the second truth, Jesus humbled himself to be subordinate to God the Father, while Christ lived as a man here on earth. Join me then, for God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.